the 9th episode of Design Hat Podcast. Today, it's going to be really interesting as we unfold the story of 21 years old Ramakrishna, who's a young designer and is currently pursuing a bachelor's degree in industrial design from NIT Rourkela. He has worked with over 5+ organizations and is currently serving as a product design intern at Make My Trip. Hello, Rama. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks a lot for the introduction. Yeah, I'm doing great. How is everything at your end?
It's good. Thank you so much. Can you please start with, you know, an introduction bit where you tell us about some story of how you chose design and how exactly it all started?
Yeah, sure. So for me, the design journey, it has basically two parts, I would say. The first part is choosing the industrial design department in my college, and the second part is getting into proper design field. The first part, I would say, it started when I was in my school time. So from earlier days in my school, I was someone who was interested in art and craft work, like basically creative work. And I was also interested in kind of stuff like coding and tech related stuff. So like after my JEE mains exam, the rank was not so good. And I was like having the biotechnology and all those departments. After browsing through and like doing some research on my end, then I thought, okay, industrial design is a department where it's a like a mix of creativity and technology, and this would be a proper branch for me. So that's the first part of my story where I chose the department because I was someone who was interested in creativity and also interested in technology. The second part, I would say, it started almost around after 10 months after I joined my college. So in my first semester, I was the kind of guy who was like more focused on academics and wanted to get a good CGPA. But eventually it happened that things didn't turn out good and my CGPA was not so good. Then I thought, okay, so my department's name is design. Let me give a try to design. And that's when I started exploring different fields of design. So my basic intuition was design is something small, that it's a small thing. Okay, we have to make things look beautiful. That's it. But when I started diving deep into design, then I found ki, you know, design is in itself a very deep topic. You have graphics design, you have fashion, you have motion design, product design, and whole lot of things. I started basically with graphics design, did internships and some freelance work. Worked for different college and societies that are inside the college. Then I moved on to motion design, tried hands in that, and then moved on to UX UI design. And then I felt ki, you know, like UX UI design is something that I find particularly interesting. Because it's the field where again creativity and technology, both of these two things come together. And that's when I started diving deep into UX UI design, connected with folks and started learning more. And after that I did some freelance work, volunteered for different projects, and that's how I started my design journey.
I think I agree with you there, and I really believe that design is a deep field. And we often think of it as a very, not a major field, but when we start looking at it, it's so deep and there's so much to explore.
Yeah, yeah.
Moving on to my next question, I would like to know that how did your degree in industrial design actually help you to discover different roles and to build your passion for design further?
Okay. So talking of my department, if I have to speak from academic point of view, I don't think it has helped a lot in discovering different roles and all. But talking from a different perspective, the one way in which my department has helped me a lot is I came to know different folks who are more interested in design, and it was easier. So there are my seniors, there are my friends and all who are into design field. So it was easier for me to get guidance and mentorship from people who are more experienced enough, and also to build a small group of friends who are into the design field so that we can discuss with each other, make progress and keep learning. So I think that's how my department helped me with discovering and identifying different roles within design.
That's interesting. Moving on further, I would like to know that how did you exactly get your internship at MMT?
Okay. So talking of internship at Make My Trip, it started basically with last year in December. I applied for the internship through their like normal internship portal. So the first round was like portfolio shortlisting, and after like the portfolio shortlisting round was there, I got the first call in the month of January, saying that we have shortlisted your portfolio and we would like to have a first round of interview with you. The first round was basically a case study walkthrough where I gave a walkthrough of two projects, and then after a few days there was the second round of interview, which had the normal case study of different projects which I didn't show in my first interview. Along with that, there was a general interview, questions such as which products do you like, why do you like these products, what is your design philosophy, and all those sort of things. And after that, there was a short HR round, and few days after that, I got the offer letter. So like this was the overall process in which I got the internship at Make My Trip.
That's really interesting. Congratulations on bagging the big internship.
Thank you.
I think we want to know about exactly how you mentioned that in the introduction bit that how you were not able to score as good in your academics, and so you decided to move on to design and to actually do the practical thing. The question here is that if it would have happened to the most of us, we would have probably, lost hope, or we would have probably been sad. So what was that motivating factor or passion that got you to be like let's explore design more practically?
That's interesting. For most of us, it would have been depressing, and it was same for me as well. So after my first semester, when grades were not good, I was also like, the thing that happens is till college, you always score good. And then when your marks come down suddenly, it's like kind of depressing. And that thing happened in the first semester itself. So I was also depressed, and I was like confused what to do, what not to do. Then again, the thing that helped me out was having a good set of seniors who were into design field. So some of them recommended and said, give a bit, so try design. Who knows, you might be lucky with that. You might find it good and interesting. And then also I had this situation in mind, what if I take design and that thing doesn't work? So there are two ways for me. Either I can study and improve my academics, or the other thing that I could do was get into design field and explore that thing. And so it was like a risky situation because I don't know if I go into the design field and if it doesn't work out, what will be the situation? And if I go into academics, I also don't know whether I'll be able to score good mark or not. So then I thought, so I have tried the academics bit in my first semester. It's not working out. Let's give the other thing a try. And so half of my second semester went through this thing. Like I was exploring different fields of design, what to start with and what not to start with. And then in the second half of my second semester, I started into design. And then I was I started with Photoshop and all. I would see something on Instagram and something. Then I found design to be interesting, and per day I would spend 5-6 hours just sitting in front of laptop using Photoshop or Illustrator and all those sort of things. So yeah, it was a risk that I know that if this thing is not going to work out, then I might be in a difficult situation. But again, life is full of risk and you have to take at some moments.
That's actually interesting. And I think good seniors actually play a role in, strengthening your motivation and sometimes just being the mentor that you need.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to know that how, like you mentioned, so could we dive deep more into how did you actually explore the different roles in design? What did you do? Did you join a course, or how was it exactly?
Mm-hmm. So in my initial phases, I didn't join any course. So it was mostly through Udemy, Skillshare, and all the online available courses. And it was, so all of it was like, I started with graphics design. I joined the clubs and all those things in the college. I would be exploring those. Then in college, we also had some senior designers who had much more experience than me at that point of time. And then I would see like certain clubs would be posting videography kind of stuff, or some clubs would be posting 3D design work. Something like I felt, okay, this is something new. I don't know about this. Let's give it a try and see how this thing works out. So that's how I got introduced into different fields. So once I was into graphics, then I saw some cool motion design works. And then I thought, okay, let's install After Effects and give it a try. And then when I tried After Effects, it was also pretty interesting. And then later on, I came to know about, okay, there is something called UX UI design, where you design apps and websites. So that was my first impression. And then I gave it a try. So it was through that. So basically, it's like one thing leads to another, then again that thing leads to another. So that's how it worked for me.
Nice. I would like to know more about the volunteering projects and the freelancing projects that you were involved in, as you mentioned.
Okay. So volunteering work. So before joining Make My Trip, last year, I think from July to December, I was volunteering as a UX designer for UNDP. So it was through, I applied through the portal, and I was not expecting, because my initial expectation was like, for an organization like UNDP, they will be hiring much more experienced people. But the person who was there, the project manager, she liked my portfolio, and I got an email, we got on a call. And then it was like the onboarding thing happened, and it was 5 months of work where basically I, along with the team, we designed. So to give some context about the project, there was last year in January, UNDP had launched a website called Mission 1.5. It basically collected data about how different countries, how the citizens of different countries are knowing about the climate change and its effects and all those sort of things. But the problem with the Mission 1.5 website was, you just can vote for a particular option, but it was not showing that if you chose a particular option, whether it was good or bad or anything like that. So the thing that we worked upon, it was a educational resource, which basically showed, if there are three options, I choose the first option. So it would show me why this is a good decision that you took, and how this is going to help the environment and Earth in the long term. So it was a pretty long project that we worked on for like 5 months, I would say, five and a half months. So that was the volunteer work that I did. And apart from that, I'm working on some open source projects. These are not exactly, I would say, volunteer work, but yeah, it's open source. So anytime if you want to contribute something, you can contribute to that. So for open source, I'm working on two projects right now. One is Bitcoin design, and another one is health icons design. Bitcoin design is basically, you might be knowing about Bitcoin, the first cryptocurrency. So designing the style guide, and so it's basically about design, defining the design language for the entire Bitcoin system. And the other one, the health icons, it is an icon design project related to healthcare field, where we are like designing free open source icons related to healthcare, so anyone can use it. So these are the overall volunteer and open source work that I'm working upon. Talking about the freelance projects, one project that I worked on earlier last year, it was about it was a healthcare app where you can like communicate with a doctor through your phone easily. So it was a small 2 months project that I worked upon, and right now also I'm working on a small freelance project which is like based on developing a new creator economy. So like these are some things that I worked upon in the like last year and this year.
These are some pretty cool projects to work on. I'm really intrigued to know about them. I want to know that, In COVID, young lads like yourself have been, some of them have been so demotivated and disappointed and sad. So how do you keep yourself going in such tough times? How do you manage to keep up?
So regarding this thing, my personal take is that sometimes distraction is a good thing. So what I do is like, in the COVID situation, there is lot of news, like good news, bad news, and lot of things are floating in the air. So if I get some free time, I scroll through my social media and I come across ki this thing has happened, that thing has happened. Taking all those sort of things, I kind of feel it like bit frustrated if I get consumed by all those things. So the thing that I follow is like keeping myself distracted enough so I don't have time to go into all this kind of stuff. So that's why I'm like getting involved in freelance project, open source project along with my internship. So like by the time I complete all the works, my day is like almost over and I just do my dinner and get to bed. So that's something I do. And another thing I do is like on a regular basis, maybe twice a week or once a week, I connect with friends. We have group call and see like what others are working upon. And I think that's a good way to, like manage your stress and coping up with all these things during the pandemic situation.
That is nice. And I think I agree with the last point, especially because keeping in touch, knowing what others are doing, that's where it tells you that, okay, even I should do it. I should do some bit, if not everything. So like you said that you have so much work that you are doing this, doing that, and then you're finally up to the dinner. So what does a normal day looks for you?
Okay, so if I have to start from, so if a day starts from 12 o'clock, 12 a.m. at night, so it basically starts for me like I watch 2 hours on Hotstar or Netflix, any movies or series. Then from 2 o'clock to morning 8, it's like sleep time. And morning 8, I am making a new habit of reading books so that, to learn new stuff about the world. So I spend some 30-40 minutes after waking up going through different books. And then after like from 10 to 6, it's my regular internship work. I work for the internship from 10 to 6. And then after 6, I take some break, and then I have like, I keep the other projects. I divide the entire project into short milestones, I would say. And then I would I prioritize them on a daily basis. So then I see, during 7 or 8, I see, this is the thing. This is the thing I need to do today. So I sit and start working on that particular thing. And so I spend around 1 or 2 hours on that. And by that time, the day is almost over. So that's how my entire day goes.
That's interesting. You were saying that your half part of the day goes into the internship. So would you like to tell us briefly about what does your work look like at Make My Trip as a product design intern?
So we have this weekly sprints every week, and sometimes it happens. So or talking on an overview level, it's designing screens basically. But diving deep into it, some days it's like we just have meetings in order to get a better understanding of what exactly the problem statement is that we are trying to solve and try to get a clearer picture of that. Some days it's like just designing the screens and all. Some days it's like mix of both, having the meetings, getting reviewed and working on the screens. And some days it's like we have to do the design testing. So after we design a product, it has been coded by the software developer. Then it comes to again to see if the software or the product has been coded as per the design or not. So there are like different things. It happens like a mix of all those things. So someday we have the review and the design work. Someday it's like having the design testing along with the meetings and all the stuff. So it's a mix of 3-4 different types of work. And also, some days we have the exploration a bit. because you know, like when you're designing a new product, you need to explore how similar products are working in the market to get a better understanding of it. So yeah, it's a mix of all these things.
Wow, it seems like a very busy day and also productive.
Yeah.
So now I would like to actually know that, you know, you're working on so many things and you work with startups and now you're working with such a big company like Make My Trip. So according to you, what is which one is a better organization to work with as a budding designer? Startups or big organizations?
Okay. So when it comes to startups versus big organizations, so there are like two different things that come into play. The first one is startups have a fast culture. So, you know, they have a shorter deadlines. They have to launch their MVP and do things in a fast manner. But when it comes to big organizations, the process is a bit slow. Again, the another thing is in startups, you get to wear multiple hats because the team size is generally small. So along with a product designer, you might be working as graphics designer or doing some marketing stuff or maybe doing some low fidelity coding and stuff. But when it comes to larger organizations, it's like your role is specifically defined. So if you're a product designer, you work on that field only. You don't have to work on motion design or any other stuff. And even like more larger organizations like Google, let's say Google and Apple, they have like interaction designer, they have researchers for different work and they define the role separately. When it comes to like whether a designer should choose a startup or a big organization, I would say that it depends on the work culture of the person, like whoever the designer is. Because startups have a very fast culture and the person, if the person is not able to adjust with that, cope up with that, then the startup culture might not be a perfect fit for that person. In that case, it's better if the person joins a like larger organization where the person can like work on products or projects meaningfully. And if someone is comfortable with working on fast-paced products and all, then in that case, the person might join the startup. So it also, it's not about whether I should join a startup or a large organization. At the end, it comes down to me whether I am comfortable working with fast-paced products and startups or I'm comfortable working with a little bit like slow-paced products.
I really like how you mentioned there that it depends from person to person, because really it's at the end of the day, it's about identifying yourself and the kind of culture you would want to fit in.
Yeah.
Now I would like to ask you exactly, so you're doing industrial design, so how is that different from the other design roles that you've explored so far?
So industrial design is something that I haven't explored properly, I would say, although it's my department, but that thing I tried a bit quite, I think, few months back, but it was something that I was not interested in. So in industrial design, you basically have to design physical products that are to be like mass manufactured and all. It might be something as small as a pen to as big as aeroplane or products like that. But when it comes to the different design fields, so basically the overall design structure is the same. You go through the design thinking process and all. But the difference is that here you are designing for a physical world, but in product, in UX UI design, you are designing for a digital world.
Right.
So that's the difference.
That's so interesting.
And so based on that, you have to like take into account different considerations and all.
That's nice. Coming to the last question for the day, I would want to ask you that what is that one advice you would like to give out to all the budding designers there?
So one advice that I would like to give to all budding designers is, you know, design is not just about design. Most of the people for starting out, they have the feeling, okay, I am a designer. I just have to design good screens, good posters, good videos, or anything good looking. And that's when my work is over. But when it comes to real life, it's also about, you know, if you make a design, you have to convince the stakeholders that why your design is good and why they should implement it. So there are a lot of things. So I would suggest ki not just be limited to design, open your mind and like explore stuffs that are related to design as well, because design is such a field where you have the connection with coders and developers, and you can be a no code developer or a low fidelity code developer, or you can someone who can understand the marketing and the sales thing. So like design opens a whole bunch of things. So my suggestion would be, if you are into design, try to connect with different sets of people and try to understand their workflow, what they are doing. And so it's like basically two advices, not one. So the first one is connecting with a lot of people who are into design field and all, and getting advice from them, like what helped them become a better designer and all. The second thing would be to keep an open mind and learn, unlearn and relearn things. So there are a lot of things that you need to unlearn and again relearn about. So that is one thing that I would suggest.
That is amazing. I think this has been a very fruitful conversation with you, because I got to learn a lot, and I got to knowing how seniors can play such an important role to knowing about how you're managing in such tough times. It was all very amusing for me. Any last words you would like to end up with?
I don't have any last words, but I would like to say, okay, so a message for all designers, keep designing, it will make the world a better place.
That is great. I think you guys all heard it, and with this we come to the end of our 9th Design Hat podcast, and we'll be sharing the link of Rama's LinkedIn in the description below. Do check it out and stay cool, keep designing. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.